Now, what you're listening to right now is the sound of an oud. It's occasionally called the Arabic lute. It's being played by world-renowned triple aria award-winning oud virtuoso Joseph Tuadros. Joseph is back in Sydney, and tomorrow night he's performing a very special concert at Casula Powerhouse. He's also on the phone. Joseph, a very good morning to you.
Oh, thank you for having me, Nick.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to chat to you, and welcome back to Sydney. I know this has been a very busy year for you. Brand new album out just last month called Live at Abbey Road, and only recorded back in March.
Quick turnaround. We like to do things, that's the way I'm efficient. I like to do things for the moment. And my brother James, who's a fantastic percussionist, who's performing also tomorrow at the Casula Powerhouse, he came to London earlier in the year to do rehearsals with the BBC Symphony. We had concerts with them, and I said to him, man, wouldn't it be great if we recorded something at Abbey Road? I mean, of course, the iconic studios. And he said, yeah, and we had no repertoire, and we went in, we found a six-hour session and just recorded this music, and it really came out really, surprisingly very, very well.
It sounds absolutely amazing, and I think you're going to be playing some bits from it tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of composed the pieces in the studio and kind of formed pieces there and riffed off each other, so we'll be doing a lot of the stuff we did at the studio, the set pieces that we ended up writing and also some improvisational stuff as well.
And what's it like working with your brother? Let's be honest, especially overseas. You guys got a good relationship? Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's great.
A timeout?
No, you have your moments. But, it's a really great thing to be sharing that with your brother. And, you know, we play such different instruments. You know, it really works. And, he's an incredible percussionist and very lucky to have him as family.
Your output is absolutely prolific. 14 albums, and you're still in your early 30s. I mean, what's next?
Yeah.
How are you?
That just sounds like a very lonely guy to me.
No.
A lot of time on his hands. Well, when you put it that way. I always try and do an album a year. I almost feel like an album is like a diary or an annual report of my life. So it's a very important thing for me to do, and I really enjoy composing music and recording it. And I guess I'm very privileged and lucky to be able to do that.
Well, they always feel very different too. I like your description of them as almost a diary, because every single one of them has had quite a different tone to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the idea. There's no use recording the same music over and over. I'm always trying to explore different collaborations and different musicians and getting a different sound. And, you know, I'm hoping to always be doing that and forwarding the instrument somehow and leave some sort of legacy for the oud.
Well, the oud is a particularly beautiful instrument, and it's not the only one you play. Of course, you've delved into some other instruments as well.
Yeah, I mean, I dabble on other instruments. I wouldn't say I play them. I kind of dabble and like to know how instruments work. I mean, my brother and I did the album, an album called World Music last year, where, you know, we played 64 instruments between us. But, you know, it's more dabbling and more just being able to use little bits of the instrument that you need rather than, playing all the scales and doing the hard yards on the whole thing. So I would say oud is the one where I've really dedicated my most time and very passionate about forwarding.
Well, very passionate indeed. Triple arias for it as well. And back in 2016, an Order of Australia medal for services to music and composition. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think you can inspire other people to pick up more traditional instruments and sort of, you know, show a contemporary understanding of them?
Well, I mean, that's the idea of what I've been doing. I mean, the good thing is, I mean, I'm from a Middle Eastern background. I was born in Egypt, so music is a hard route to take, and it's not one that's encouraged. So hopefully that, you know, somewhere out there, some younger kids from the Arabic cultures are kind of getting into it and hoping and thinking that they can make a career out of it. Because, you know, I mean, it all just takes dedication and passion, and you can do anything, but sometimes people discourage you at a young age. So hopefully I'm being some sort of, role model for that.
Some sort of inspiration would be good, because I know you were inspired, I think, age 8 to sort of take this musician's path.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love the instrument, and I come from, the Egyptian culture, and where the family are movie and music buffs. And so, I was just very attracted to the instrument. My grandfather played the oud, and, so it was a link to my heritage. But, you know, being in Australia, I've been able to get it into other genres and, for it to say something. And, I'm just chipping away at getting it more and more known, and you know, people appreciating it more. And hopefully the show tomorrow will do that.
Well, hopefully it will. Joseph Tuadras, it's an absolute delight to have you back in the country tomorrow night at Casula Powerhouse, and I think the week after at Camelot Lounge in Marrickville.
Yeah, so try and get along to one of those shows, and then I fly to London.
Oh, good. There you go. Well, sorry to see you go again so quickly, but can't wait to hear next year's album as well. Joseph, thanks so much for chatting this morning.
Thanks so much, Nick. Thank you so much.